Yesterday on Mater Dei Radio, I heard a discussion about the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And the question was asked, why is the heart of Jesus outside of his body? And one of the children answered, well, maybe because his love is so great, his heart couldn't be kept in his body. Well, joining us today to talk about the beautiful and greatest love we can receive through the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it is our good friend, Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, Brenda and Brian. It's great to be on with you.
I thought that was such a beautiful example of the Sacred Heart. It's just his heart was so big that it just burst through his body for all of us. Tell our listeners a little bit about this special devotion and why we should be paying attention tomorrow on the feast day of the Sacred Heart.
Yeah, I love that. And you also make me think of my nephew was recently confirmed, and he chose St. Philip Neri as his patron saint, and in large part because he loved the story of how St. Philip Neri's heart became like too big for his body, and really this idea that we should have a kind of love that just our body can't contain. And so I love that image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus being outside of the body and really seeing the vulnerability of love and really how love doesn't count the cost, it doesn't hold back, that we in turn should have a heart that is that vulnerable, that is that open, that completely and utterly available to God, so that God will do whatever he wishes with our own heart and with our own love. There's an image of the Sacred Heart I like to look at, and it's got these words, and they're in French, but it's voilà ce cœur qui a tant aimé les hommes, il n'est qu'amour et miséricorde. So this is the heart that has so loved men. It is nothing but love and mercy. And so I think too then, Brenda, of the image of John, the beloved disciple, who leans his head against the chest of Jesus, against the heart of our Lord. And how I think this time of year is a great moment to reflect, how can we imitate the disciple in that moment who inclines his ear towards the heart of Jesus and is able to listen for his heartbeat so that his own heartbeat can align with his Lord's? Because that's what we want in our own life, right, Brenda? That
sure.
Our lives should be so aligned with the will of God, as we say in the Our Father, thy will be done. But that takes kind of being, listening for the rhythm of his own heart in our lives and lining up our heart with his heart.
I love that, lining up our heart with his heart. I mean, that is absolutely beautiful. And you think about, often couples in their marriage recognize that their hearts are joined together. With the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you so often see that juxtaposed or right next to it, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, her feast day, one day later, this Saturday, is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart. Why do we always see those two images placed together?
Well, how could we not? I mean, this is Mary, the mother of Jesus. I mean, she can't be far from her son. So I think we would expect that to see the two so closely aligned and connected. And we hear that beautiful line in the Gospel of Luke when we hear how Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. So we can only imagine how over time her heart grew and grew with this love for her son, the love for his mission, his ministry, his teaching, his miracles, a love like none other. And all of that she pondered in her own heart. So again, I love to see how she, in the images of the Immaculate Heart, she is pointing to the heart. So or Jesus also pointing to the heart. We're always pointing to the love of God. When we think of Mary's last words in Scripture, to do whatever he tells you. So everything is pointing back to the love and the heart of her own son. So it's a really beautiful, again, that we see, again, the vulnerability, Brenda, the openness of her heart. As the Catechism tells us in paragraph 368, the heart is the depths of one's being where the person decides for or against God. And we know that Mary, in her fiat, chose perfectly for God, said yes to God. And we see that so visibly in her heart.
Mary Marston is joining us this morning. She is the Faith Formation Director over at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. So on these dual feast days, Miriam, what are all of us then called to do? How can we look at these twin feast days of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, then to take that devotion, draw it in, and help all of us grow in faith?
Yeah, great question. And I'm so glad that Mater Dei has provided some beautiful prayers to accompany us at this time of year. So I would definitely say use that as a resource, the app, the website, whatever will help us dive into those prayers connected to these beautiful feast days. But there's a special call at this time to also make an act of reparation, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to think of all those ways that the hearts of Jesus and Mary have been hurt and wounded and pierced. So to be able to make an act of reparation for that, just knowing that we need to respond to these hearts which show great love, we need to respond with love. And that might be in just acts of kindness in within our family, within our friends, in the workplace. Maybe an act of love and kindness where one might not expect it. You know, and I think that's what the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary draw forth from us, is kind of these unexpected acts of love and kindness in a world that needs so much more of that.
Oh, no doubt. I think that, could you imagine if we flood social media with acts of kindness, how we would overrun all of those acts and complaints and bad behavior of so many people in the world. We need to take back social media, I think, Miriam, and fill it with God-centered content.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. I'm in.
Oh, I love it. Well, Marian, thanks so much for joining us today. It is always a great morning when you get to join us. We appreciate your time so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you.